about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Emma with your 9am Zedlines. In local news today, flags at fire stations across the state will be flown at half-mast to commemorate Firefighters Remembrance Day. Ceremonies will be held to remember the 60 Queensland firefighters who have lost their lives in the line of duty since 1877. Our Minister for Fire Disaster Recovery and Volunteers, Anne Leahy, said that, quote, Queensland firefighters respond to dangerous situations on a daily basis without hesitation. Today reminds us not just of the risks they face, but of the extraordinary courage and selflessness that defines their service, end quote. A minute of silence will be observed at 10 a.m.
Centrecare for Southeast Queensland, a disability support service funded by the NDIS, will cease its services from today. With 600 clients and staff, the decision was made after an independent review found the nature of the disability service to be, quote, not financially sustainable, end quote. After 40 years of service, the closure has left hundreds of clients and families in search of new care providers and employment. Centrecare is still confirming with clients that they have found alternative care.
In national news, the Northern Territory's Chief Minister has ignored requests to release the rules for the Territory's taxpayer-funded chauffeur service. The refusal comes after travel logs obtained by the ABC revealed potential misuse of the service. Territory Opposition Leader Selena Yubo confessed she misused the service, repaying $655 of personal travel expenses. Chief Minister Leo Finocchiaro, defended her own trips to a pizzeria and a golf club as being, quote, in accordance with the rules. The chair of the Centre for Public Integrity, Anthony Willey, said the NT government's attempt to block the request for its rules were, quote, deplorable.
Just a disclaimer for this next story, it covers the topic of mental health. In a new national report from Beyond Blue, studies are showing increasing rates of social isolation and loneliness. From the 5,000 people surveyed, 30% reported feeling constant feelings of loneliness. These respondents had higher rates of mental health challenges compared to those experiencing financial distress. Of people aged between 18 and 24, almost 1 in 2 people identified loneliness as a key concern. Chief Executive of Beyond Blue, Georgie Harmon, said that, quote, there's a declining sense of community, end quote, I think it points to the way we are living in our lives. We've never been more connected in a sense, but the data is showing us that people are feeling increasingly disconnected from each other, end quote. Michelle Lim, a leading head in a coalition of research organizations called Ending Loneliness Together, said, quote, we know about 1 in 2 Australians will actively conceal their loneliness and feel ashamed about it, end quote. Loneliness is still a highly stigmatized issue that is often overlooked, with calls to change the way mental health and loneliness is discussed amongst family and friends.
In international news, 71-year-old Laszlo Krasznahorkai, a Hungarian novelist, has won the Nobel Prize in Literature for 2025 for his highly awarded dystopian novels. The Academy said that Krasznahorkai's novels are a compelling and visionary oeuvre that, in the midst of apocalyptic terror, reaffirms the power of art, end quote. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has placed pressure on the Norwegian Nobel Committee, claiming that he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize after solving 6 wars. With the winner to be announced later today from a list of 338 nominees, Trump says that the United States will be insulted if the prize is not awarded to him. Historian Aisley Sveen said in a Norwegian newspaper after Posten that Trump will only win if the judges have a, quote, nervous breakdown, end quote. According to insiders, the ideals of the Nobel Peace Prize do not align with Trump's contested leadership styles.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is bright and beautiful, just like our 4ZZZ listeners. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au.